Please be seated. Good afternoon and welcome to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Holden Thorpe, and I'm so happy to welcome you, and I'm so proud to be your chancellor. To the new members of the classes of 2011, 2012, and 2013, welcome to the Carolina family. I also welcome your parents and siblings, members of the Carolina faculty and staff, and returning students who have joined us here today. New students, congratulations. Out of more than 23,000 applicants, we selected you because you welcome challenges and because you meet those challenges with diligence and imagination. In turn, you chose Carolina, and I can assure you that we feel an extraordinary responsibility to honor your choice. You will only get one undergraduate degree, and you will get it here. Thank you for your confidence. You made a bold decision. You chose a world-class research university for your undergraduate education. You opened doors to the full range of knowledge and entered an environment designed to propose and test new ideas. You probably agree with me that the world could use a few new ideas to help with our great problems. By joining the journey of originality that defines the American Research University, you travel with us on this great adventure. But as Carolina prepares to challenge you, we also welcome you. We invite you to experience the friendly atmosphere of a small town in Chapel Hill, the valiant efforts of our devoted staff who will assist you with housing, dining, and other services, and the personal attention of faculty and advisors in the College of Arts and Sciences, where you will spend at least half your career and where you will take at least three quarters of your classes. In addition, you may choose among the wide array of campus events and activities, the excitement of intercollegiate athletics, and the vitality of our public service programs. Here at Carolina, we wear our public label with pride. The people of North Carolina know that investing their tax dollars in your education generates returns for our state. Private donors believe in this investment too, and their gifts created many of the opportunities you will have during your time here. They funded undergraduate research grants, study abroad scholarships, and first-year seminars, just to name a few. One day after you've graduated and hit it big, I'll be coming to talk to you about these private investments. This public and private partnership defines your undergraduate experience and makes Carolina one of the finest universities in the country. I know how good we are because a lot of other people want my job. This convocation, a convening of the Carolina community, is the official beginning of your college career. It's also my only chance to give you a little advice for the next 4 years, so indulge me 2 minutes. I want to begin with campus security. We know that you can't learn and innovate if you don't feel safe. That's why we continue to invest in and emphasize campus security. We're now able to use new technologies to improve communication in the event of a crisis. I know you all heard about Alert Carolina in orientation. Please register your cell phone number so that we can contact you quickly. And read more about campus safety on the Alert Carolina website and follow the guidelines. We cannot make our campus safe without your help. As a Carolina student, you now have greater responsibility not only for your security, but in every aspect of your life. There will be many people who will help you, but ultimately, you must make the key decisions about your future. Have you noticed how many times I've been saying the word choose? But how do you choose wisely? I'll give you four things to think about. First, Carolina is filled with resources, great libraries and museums, research labs and student organizations, and faculty and staff who will inspire you to reach your highest potential. Take advantage of this amazing community of scholars. Ask questions. Challenge yourself by trying the new and unfamiliar, and reach high. Number two, study what you're interested in. Some ideas and facts that were useful knowledge even 4 years ago are outdated now. College offers more than static knowledge, but the means to gain knowledge and do something with it. The most successful people found something they loved and came up with great ideas because they followed that love. And while you can't predict the future, you can figure out what you love now. So find out what that is and dig in. If you don't know where your love is yet, you're in the right place and you're right on schedule. There's no better place or time to find your passion than right here and right now. And remember, advisors, parents, friends, and siblings don't choose your major. No one chooses it but you. Number three, think globally. Since I got my job as Chancellor of Carolina, lots of people have asked me whether there was something I would have done differently with my education. I got most of it right because I came here. But it's an easy answer to what else I would have done. I would have learned more languages and studied abroad. You'll never have more access to languages and international opportunities than you'll have here. Number four, socialize with students who share your academic interests. Many of you work very hard to be in a selective college with other students who have strong academic credentials. You will be more excited about your studies if you hang out with other outstanding students who share your interests. Who knows, you may even end up working with them years from now. So that's the four ideas. Take advantage of all our resources, study what you're interested in, think globally, and hang out with students who share your interests. That's it for my advice. You'll have to take it from here, but you'll have the help and support of Carolina. Our motto is light and liberty, and the university's founders believe that liberty depended on light, on the pursuit of knowledge wherever that path might lead. They thought that preserving liberty required people to question and speak out. Today, you are joining an incredible community of people who believe passionately in knowledge and have an unrelenting commitment to the highest levels of scholarship. You will feel that scholarship and that hunger for new knowledge as you enter our campus, sit down for your first classes, and join the Carolina community. Welcome to the family. I now have the pleasure of introducing, oh, thank you. I now have the pleasure of introducing the distinguished members of the platform party. As I introduce each of them, I will ask them to stand. Please hold your applause until I've introduced everyone. First, Dr. Bruce Carney, Interim Executive Vice Chancellor and Provost. Lots of people ask me what a provost does. He has a very important job. As provost, he oversees all the university's academic operations, including the 13 schools and the university library. From the Division of Student Affairs, please welcome Dr. Margaret Jablonski, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, and Dr. Melissa Exum, Associate Vice Chancellor and Dean of Students. All of you will begin your studies in the General College and the College of Arts and Sciences. It's a pleasure to introduce the new Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, Dr. Karen Gill. Also representing the college is Bobby Owen, Senior Associate Dean for Undergraduate Education. I'm also pleased to introduce McKay Coble, Professor of Dramatic Art and Chair of the Faculty. Also seated on the platform is our Faculty Marshal, Charles Day, Professor of Law. In addition to the College of Arts and Sciences, Carolina has professional schools that serve undergraduates, and it is my pleasure to introduce the deans of those schools or their representatives. They are seated here in the front row, and I will ask them to stand as I call their name. Jim Dean, Dean of the Kenan Flagler Business School. Jean Folkerts, Dean of the School of Journalism and Mass Communication. Jan Yop, Dean of Summer School. Gwen Sherwood, Associate Dean for Academic Affairs in the School of Nursing. Peggy Leet, Associate Dean for Academic Affairs, Gilling School of Global Public Health. Rudy Giuliano, Associate Dean for Research and Graduate Education in the Eshelman School of Pharmacy. Several administrators from our Office of Undergraduate Education are also with us here this afternoon. They are Carolyn Cannon, Associate Dean for Academic Advising, and Steve Resnick, Associate Dean of First Year Seminars. Please recognize all of our faculty and administrators. I encourage you to get to know these folks and your graduate teaching assistants and academic advisors so that they can help you make the most of your Carolina experience. It is now my pleasure to introduce Jasmine Jones, student body president. Jasmine is a senior from East Point, Georgia, majoring in journalism and mass communication. She also represents your interests on the university's board of trustees, and that makes her my boss. Jasmine Jones.
Hello, my fellow Tar Heels. I am filled with honor and pride as I stand before the future of Carolina in this room today. I know that each of you is here to begin the new chapter of your life entitled, I'm a Tar Heel Now. This is an important chapter of your life because you'll experience a whole new world full of new people and experiences. To be a Tar Heel is a very special thing, because throughout time, it has gained its own defining characteristics that each person strives to achieve. In the dictionary of the mind of the 28,000 people that reside on this campus, our definition of a Tar Heel means this. First, excellence. Everyone must strive for excellence in all areas of their life. Academics are the first area because it is the primary reason that all of us are here in the first place. Excellence can be achieved through always striving to do your best, even when the road gets tough. Contributing your thoughts and ideas in everything you and others do so that the finished product is of high quality. And continuing to want more for yourself through embracing new opportunities that allow you to expand your mind and inner being so that you can move forward with leaving your heel print on this campus and beyond. Second, values. Here at Carolina, we practice a high standard of values in everything we do. We term it here the Carolina Way. This is an important concept to remember throughout your time here as your experiences offer you a chance to use this value system. I consider the Carolina Way to embody compassion for others, integrity, honesty, and good character. It can be molded however you see best fit in your life, with virtues that you hold high value for. But it is important to uphold the Carolina Way because we are accountable to each other and our value system reflects on how we treat and work with one another. Lastly is community. At Carolina, we pride ourselves on our community that we share with each other. We believe in the saying, it takes a village to raise a child. We belong to each other and we are here to help and support when needed. So understand, this is a transition in your life. And you are not on this journey alone. There are thousands of other people that are in the same mode of life. So know that you have friends around you in your RAs, your teaching assistants, professors, centers, and administrators, and me who will take care of you. So we get joy and inspiration when we see each other achieve just like a family would. So know that as a Tar Heel, you have people to turn to and belong to. So now that you know what it means to be a Tar Heel, you can begin your born and bred process right now. You are beginning to break free from your cocoon to become a beautiful Carolina blue butterfly that will be ready to go out in the world to make a difference. I must say, there is a great sense of urgency in the message to want for you to explore everything at Carolina has to offer you through traveling, research, student groups, community service. Tonight at Fall Fest, begin to make your path. I am so excited for you all and hope that each of you find your home here. And I will leave you with a song. Are you ready? Okay, this is the same song that we've all been introduced throughout the summer. So you ready? Snap your fingers. You remember? Uh-huh. All right. Welcome to Carolina. You're here at Chapel Hill. You're at the place where we all say what's going on in the thrill. This will be a journey showing you a whole new light. So when you get here, get your books and start studying day and night. But that is not the best part. The students are who you remember. Through student groups and great victories, your love you will surrender. So I leave you with this thought, and I'm going to keep it real. You're going to be born and bred and become a true Tar Heel. Welcome to Carolina officially.
I have a cool boss. I'm honored to introduce our convocation speaker today, Dr. Louis A. Perez, Jr. Dr. Perez is J. Carlisle Citizen Professor of History and Director of the Institute for the Study of the Americas at UNC's Global Education Center. He is a fellow of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences and an award-winning scholar of Cuban history, the Caribbean, and U.S. Latin American relations. A graduate of the University of New Mexico, Dr. Perez is a leader in the field of Cuban studies and presently serves as editor of the University of North Carolina Press book series, Envisioning Cuba, and as editor of the journal Cuban Studies. He is best known for his groundbreaking work on Cuban history from the colonial period to the Republic. He has written and edited 15 books, including his latest work, 15 books, wow. Cuba in the American Imagination, Metaphor, and the Imperial Ethos. Lou is an astute observer of culture and change whose analyses often challenge us to consider new perspectives. Professor Perez.
Thank you very much, Chancellor Thorpe. And to you, welcome to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. 4 years from now, if we have been successful in our efforts, you will be very different young men and women from the people you are today. You will possess new knowledge and a new vocabulary to express your new knowledge. You will have gained access to worlds to which you have never before been. You will visit worlds of the past and better understand the world at present. You will appreciate with proper awe new worlds of science and discover old worlds of art and literature. Many of you will learn a foreign language or two, well enough to acquire the means to access the threshold into new cultures. Some of you will study abroad, in Africa, in Asia, or Latin America, or Europe, and you will learn to live life in another world. Here is where you will begin to come of age, where you will be transformed from receivers of knowledge to producers of knowledge, where you will learn that often knowing the right answer is less important than posing the right question. Most of all, if we have been successful in our efforts, you will have deepened your capacity for critical self-reflection, new perspectives from which to take cognizance of the human condition, past and present, especially of differences, and acquire the appreciation and appreciation for the diversity of difference. And in the best of outcomes, the next 4 years will provide the occasion for you to take measure of your own culture, the moral sources of its assumptions, the logic of its truths, the very plausibility of its pretensions. We first come to our awareness of the world around us through a powerfully set of culturally determined assumptions and socially mediated constructs about gender, about social class, about race, about ethnicity, about sexual preferences, about the nation. These representations play an important cultural function. They reproduce the values of their time and the circumstances in which they were formed. They pass on to us in the form of received wisdom, truths that assume the guise of self-evident truths. They seem possessed of such self-confirming logic as to assume fully the appearance of articles of faith. They are the ways that we learn the cues and understand the codes that govern socially sanctioned behavior, and we act accordingly. But we know also that they do not readily admit interrogation and rarely survive scrutiny. They serve to validate the existing order of things and defend the conventions that support that order. They induce a susceptibility to compliance that often produces the habit of conformity. Many are associated with power and privilege that accept injustice as normal and validate inequality as natural, that denounce deviation as deviance and confuse dissent with disloyalty. They disguise fear in the form of faith. They reject new ideas in the name of traditional values. They have been derived from conventions that serve to sustain gender hierarchies, that perpetuate racial injustice, and celebrate national chauvinism. When held up to critical examination, they are revealed to be misogynist tropes, racist stereotypes, and nativist angst. The larger moral, and indeed the universal meaning, of the account of soccer in Siler City that Paul Quadros recounts in A Home on a Field is a story of boys imbued with confidence in their skills and conviction in their humanity to prevail over ignorance and bigotry. You enter the University of North Carolina at an extraordinary historical moment, at a time of cultural instability, of economic uncertainty, of social change, momentous demographic shifts at home and abroad. You will change during your 4 years at Carolina, and that change will itself be cause and consequence of changes in the time and place in which you live. You live inside history. That you will change is certain. What is not as clear is what role you will have in that change, how you will engage the issues of the time you have been given to live, whether you will be passive or active, whether you will acquiesce to old belief systems to which you are heir, or fashion new value systems that will serve as legacy. 4 years from now, if we, members of the faculty, the administrators at the University of North Carolina, have been successful in our efforts, you will have arrived at an understanding of the forces that govern your lives. And 4 years from now, if you have been successful in your efforts, you will have arrived to an understanding on how to engage those forces. Welcome to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, where many of the defining transitions of your lives will begin. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Perez. Now I'd like to invite Doug Dibber, President of the General Alumni Association, to come to the podium. Doug.
Let me begin by asking you to join me in acknowledging the presence of Chancellor Thorpe's roommate and Carolina's most enthusiastic cheerleader, Patty Thorpe. Patty? So your Carolina journey begins. Sooner than you can imagine, it won't be late Sunday afternoon, but Sunday morning, and you won't be in the Smith Center, but in Keenan Stadium, happily adorned in your Carolina blue robe. During the intervening years, you will be enriched by your Carolina experience, but Carolina also will be enriched by your contributions. It is here in Chapel Hill where you will find a very special and nurturing community. Faculty will challenge you, staff will guide you, fellow students will bond with you, and Carolina's 270,000 alumni will support and envy you. Each alumnus is convinced that we attended Carolina at exactly the perfect time, and all alumni want your Carolina experience to be as positive as ours. You are a student for only a few years. You'll be an alumnus for life. The General Alumni Association is ready to keep you involved and supported throughout your Carolina experience. We have many student programs and welcome you to participate in some or all of them. Don't wait until you graduate to come into the Alumni Center. This year, the class of 2013 will be the first class to receive True Blue, Carolina's Traditions book, which you found on your seat upon entering. The General Alumni Association is proud to sponsor True Blue, along with the Office of New Student and Carolina Parent Programs, as well as the GA-sponsored Order of the Bell Tower. With True Blue, you will learn more about our university and will have the opportunity to document your Carolina memories. Today, if you turn to page 51, you will find that you are already on your way to completing your first tradition found in this special publication. Tonight, and throughout the week of welcome, you'll find more opportunities to fulfill some of Carolina's special traditions. We wish you great success and good times filling the pages of this unique volume. Your class also will be the first to enjoy the resurgence of class commissions. 7 outstanding individuals from your class will be chosen through an application process to lead and guide the class of 2013. Your class commissioners will be responsible for uniting all 3,200 first-year students through social and service opportunities. Over the summer, you began building your class identity by voting for your official class logo. Along with your class commissioners, this logo will serve to unite and identify your class during your 4 years at Carolina and for many years to come. The banners of the classes of 2011 and 2012 are on display already for those of you who are transferring into Carolina. It is now my pleasure to invite Senior Class President Maggie Staffiera and Senior Class Vice President Sebastian Williams to unveil your class banner. Finally, if we could shrink the Earth's population to a village of precisely 100 people, with all the existing human ratios remaining the same, it would look like the following. There would be 57 Asians, 21 Europeans, 14 from Western hemispheres, both North and South, 8 Africans. 52 would be female, 70 would be non-white. 70 would be non-Christian. 6 people would possess 59% of the world's wealth, and all 6 would be from the United States. 80 would live in substandard housing. 70 would be unable to read. 50 would suffer from malnutrition. 1 would be near death. 1 would be near birth. And 1, yes, only 1, would have a college education. You are on your way to to being among the 1% of the world with a college education. Enjoy your journey. Congratulations, and hark the sound.
Thank you, Doug. There was an envelope on your seat when you entered the arena today. You may open it now. Hopefully by now you found a tassel. This is a symbol of where you're going to be either 2, 3, or 4 years from now. As Doug said, sitting in Keenan Stadium or here in the Smith Center if it's in the winter, achieving the status of Tar Heel alumnus. You'll also find a small card with the Carolina Honor Code. For more than 100 years, Carolina students have maintained a system of self-governance and self-discipline. It is a tradition for all of us to be proud of. For it to work, everyone must take responsibility. This is about much more than a collective effort to promote honesty and prevent cheating. The honor system includes codes of behavior, both academic and general. It is focused on the ideals of academic honesty, integrity, and responsible citizenship. It is my pleasure to introduce the student government representative responsible for the Honor Code, Scott Gallisdorfer, Student Attorney General. Scott is a senior from Louisville, North Carolina, double majoring in public policy and English and comparative literature. Scott.
Honor and integrity are two of Carolina's oldest and most respected traditions. And today I have the privilege of inviting all of you to become a part of those traditions. Carolina's honor system began in 1875 and is one of the few student-led honor systems in the nation. Being that it is student-led, the honor system cannot be successful without the pledge of all Carolina students to uphold it. When a student makes a conscious decision to violate the honor code, his or her actions affect the entire community, as they upset the atmosphere of trust and respect that is a foundation of the university and degrade the value of everyone's diploma. Therefore, we need your help. As first-year students, make a promise to yourselves to uphold the honor code and expect the same of others. Make it a point to be honorable both inside and outside the classroom so that 4 years from now, you can hold your diploma knowing that it was truly deserved. With your support of the honor system, we can all help to uphold an important Carolina tradition, supporting one another socially and academically, and helping to ensure that the atmosphere of integrity and community on this campus remains as strong as ever. I'd now like to invite Dr. Jablonski, Jasmine, and Dr. Coble to join me at the podium. And I'd like to invite all of you to please stand and join with me in reciting the pledge that's printed on the card. If you'd like to read along with me. As a student of the University of North Carolina, I am on my honor not to lie, cheat, or steal, and to encourage others to uphold this Carolina tradition. Thank you.
I think you should congratulate yourselves because this is the best turnout we've ever had at convocation. So we're even more excited that you're here. And I think what we've all been trying to say tonight is that there are a lot of problems out there that you're all aware of, and we're counting on you to solve them. The good news for us is we know you will. So we're happy to be setting you on your journey. I'd like to thank all the speakers this evening. And I would also like to thank our excellent orientation staff and student leaders who have worked through the summer to prepare for your first year at Carolina. I would like to ask them to join me now on the platform, and in a moment I'll be asking them to lead you in singing the alma mater. So if the student orientation leaders could come up. As these student leaders are making their way to the stage, I would also like to thank the members of the university band and their director, Jeff Fuchs. You'll find during your time here that Jeff and I are very good at sending hand signals to each other. Thanks also to the student members of the Order of the Bell Tower for greeting you this evening, and thanks to the staff of the Smith Center for hosting us this afternoon. The Smith Center folks are making a big sacrifice doing this because they have some important business to do hanging a banner. The staff from the Office of New Student and Carolina Parent Programs have asked me to remind you that the summer reading discussion sections will be held tomorrow from 1 to 3 p.m., and I'm looking forward to meeting some of you tomorrow. Paul Quadros, author of A Home on the Field and a professor in our journalism school, will be joined by members of the Jet soccer team tomorrow night at 5:30 p.m. in Memorial Hall to sign books and take your questions, and I hope you will join us. Finally, today's convocation ceremony, as well as this evening's bell tower relighting, and of course Fall Fest, kick off the university's Week of Welcome. Take a look through the Week of Welcome guide that you have received when you moved into your residence hall. It's a great way to find out what Carolina is all about. I already have my Week of Welcome t-shirt, and I look forward to seeing you tonight at Fall Fest, where I will be welcoming 600 student organizations, varsity athletes, and getting my picture taken with the national championship trophy. Something I never get tired of doing. Thank you for making the decision to come to Carolina. I'm thrilled that our paths have converged here. And now please rise and join in singing Hark the Sound. The words are on the back of your program, but I hope you won't need them for very long.